Hey Tara, how's it going?
Pretty good. Is this meeting always recorded?
I think that these are set up in the OLF account. I can't edit that like the meeting or anything, so I think that Jakob owns this.
Oh, that's crazy. I never noticed before. How are
Yeah.
you doing?
Oh, doing all right. Just plugging along, trying to keep up.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Hey, David, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. How are you doing?
About the same.
Is this us for today?
I would expect that Kurt, yep, there's Kurt. Ian might be a little bit late. I haven't heard from Jakob today, but I think that he'll join us, and Jason's out. So I can start sharing, and we can at least start with your guys' stuff. 1 second. Hey Kurt, how are you?
Hey, not too bad.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Jakob.
Hey, I think this is everyone, just because Ian said he was gonna be running a little late to this meeting. And let's see here. Tara, you usually have a list. Did you already submit it into the chat? I haven't noticed it yet. Yes. Okay.
I was 2 seconds behind. I should start putting this on Slack beforehand, but I make it like 1 minute before this meeting starts. Sorry.
No. Okay, what is DevOps 7018? Is that on this board?
I don't know. It's creating the four new Sunflower tenants. So I think it's in the sprint. So, but the problem is that Jason's now out, so we might be screwed anyway. So, okay,
wait. So these need to be created. Oh, so this blocks one of Jason's
Right.
tickets here. Okay. And let's see, when does Jason come back? He'll be back next Friday, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So David, I think my question is just, do you think we can get this done ideally before Tuesday so that I can try and sell that to BSED, but like, at least before Jason gets back? Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know Jason left a note on the other one, but it's probably not worth thinking about while he's not here.
Okay. All right. So David knows what he's doing with that. Guess, yeah, usually that, I guess it's because it's a DevOps ticket, but all right. And what else do you have? Close manually.
Yeah, it looked to me like maybe you talked about this in your meeting earlier this week, and I wasn't sure what this if this meant that like we can now review it or if it's waiting to be deployed so we can review it.
Kurt, did you get a chance to deploy this?
Sorry, that's my mute button. Yeah, so it got deployed yesterday, and when I went to go look at it, I was not seeing the action show up. So I know it's in there. I know it works with all the integration tests. For some reason, it's not displaying in the UI. So I need to go figure out what missing piece there needs to be. And so hopefully I'll get that fixed today, and the action will actually show up. So.
Nice.
Okay, so this, when you are done with that, you'll put it in review. So we, okay, perfect.
Thank you.
And what else do you have on here? 282.
Yeah, this is just a little thing. I think this is with David is my recollection. But this is just that weird area of settings that's showing an error, and I was just hoping we could like close this out.
Just not in a sprint, no. Okay. Wait, so
Oh yeah, I completely missed this ticket.
well, she's right, it's not in a sprint, so probably not on you. And I guess I created this as an ILDEF ticket because originally it was for Jason, because neither David nor I could figure out what was going on here. But my recollection is that Jason wanted us to collect all of the error messages that we could before we pass it along back to him. Is that what you remember, David?
It said to
Okay.
look into tools and then get more information.
Yeah. So I grabbed everything that I could see. There wasn't anything obvious in DevTools, and this is the error in the UI. And then you were going to look at the logs, and then I think we can assign it to Jason. And I, this is affecting our ability to test, so we do have to solve it, but it's not actually affecting a customer yet. So that's where we are with this one.
Can you remind me how to change this to a DevOps ticket? Is that possible, or do you have to like
I
clone
think
it
it's
into?
move. So if you use move from that menu, it should be,
Okay.
yeah.
Is that okay? I think we should do that so it shows up in his like normal
I mean,
space.
it's yeah, but I mean, it wasn't. I missed it because it wasn't in any sprint, so it wasn't showing up on board, right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
anyways.
And I think that the reason we had made it an ILL dev ticket is because we are almost positive that this is work for Jason ultimately,
Oh,
and we're
okay.
just gathering like the information that Jason needs, which is why it's assigned to David.
We'll just put it in this ILL dev 25 sprint then, so it should at least show up in this board. Yeah.
And we probably should have done the thing where like I create an ILL or I create a DevOps ticket for that work and then block the ILL dev ticket on it. I will try and do that next time. I think that's what we agreed we were going to do. And I got lazy and forgot. Sorry about that.
Oh, I don't think you should apologize for that. Okay, so David, does that all make sense? And again, so this is another thing that'll need to be done before Jason gets back so that we can have things queued up for him when he returns. Is that the gist? Yes, but if you have other priorities, this is actually not, I mean, I don't actually know how serious this is. But it would be bad if it happened to a customer, so.
Sure, I can have this done before Jason gets by.
Okay, cool. Thank you. David, do you have any updates or anything you want to talk about? I think we got through Tara's list.
Not in particular. Tara, I don't know if we've heard anything back from BSC concerning 207. I know we just gave them the advice to, to roll out their own permission sets without the UI create option and permission set rather, but I don't know if we've got any feedback from them.
I have not. And you remember it was like Carnival or something? It's a holiday there. So we missed our meeting this week. I reminded them in the meeting, but I think I did not actually update the ticket. So I'll add a note there so they know they need to look at it. Thank you.
So that's it.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for David or Tara before we let them go? Alrighty, looks like we can. I don't think Ian's here yet. So, Jakob, thanks for doing this one. I added a note this morning that I messaged him already to see if he can send me some requests to review it. So thanks for fixing that. And I don't know if you want to talk about anything that you're working on otherwise, or if you just want me to go to Kurt. Okay. Kurt, how are things going?
So they are not too bad. So I'll just go through the stuff that I'm working on. With Crosslink 198, I just need a little tweak to the module script direction. I actually have it locally. I just need to merge it in. But once that's in, then the state model stuff should be exposed when it's running under Folio. So I'll get that just merged in soon. We already talked about ILO 264 with the closed manually when it was deployed. I'm not seeing the actions. I need to figure out what's going on there. I think it's probably something very minor, but that's just kind of the weirdness with the action model and stuff. The interesting thing is for ILL dev 248, I did make some good progress with that yesterday. So I went back and reviewed the docs for the OAPI generator stuff, and I found that I could pass away from the YAML to directly annotate the structs with the struct tags, and then I did some proof of concept to use those struct tags to act as protected fields, so we can actually just flag them directly in the YAML without having to change anything else. And just the test I did, it works. So I will plan to move forward with that. But I thought it would make sense before I actually implement it for real to go ahead and do the directory schema changes to sync it with the broker for 281. So I was going to today start back on 281 to get that done, and then I'll add in the protected mechanism probably just for the inset fields since that seems like a reasonable place that we'd want to have protected. So.
Oh, it sounds like you've been busy. Go ahead, Yaka, that's about you on mute.
Thanks. I'm just curious, Kurt, is there an example somewhere of how this is going to look like?
I don't have anything on in GitHub, but I can show you kind of what it looks like. I mean, it's really simple, it's just so it's let me look at my thing here.
Do you want to do that now, or do you mean like separately?
Yeah, I mean, I can if you want me to, I can send you like a little write-up
Yeah,
if you just want to
if you have a quick
see.
example, and we can
Yeah,
just.
and all it is it's just adding one of the X tags to the YAML, and in the description in the schema, and then when it's there, it just passes that directly through. When it's generated, it just shows up as another struct tag, right after the JSON tag, and then we can just read that in from when we generate the when we write the handler to actually populate the entry or the consortium or whatever, then we can just go through it and we can use the goes reflect thing to say, okay, what kind of field is this? And if it's protected, we'll just empty it out kind of thing. So. But yeah, I can definitely send you some snippets to just see what it's like.
I'll just put them on the ticket, okay?
Okay.
And or it, yeah, or if you update the pull request, we'll just go to merge this soon. Okay, thanks.
Ian, I see that you popped on as well. Or I guess like Kurt, do you have any other topics, or Jakob, do
No,
you have
that's
anything for
about
Kurt before we
that's
move
what
on? Okay. Go ahead, sorry. That's it. Okay.
that's it. Sorry.
All right. Ian, how are things going?
Going all right. Sorry, I'm driving back from the airport. I don't know if I've got anything to discuss. One thing we found the other day doing an IPLC MetaDB resync is that there's a lot of date needed bytes that are like for 0000 January 1, so the year of our Lord. We're asking Nassib about, and that's causing a problem with the MetaDB resync. So we're asking Nassib if we can address that in MetaDB, but there may be a need to add some sort of constraint there. I got to figure out how that's getting in there. I'm assuming it's from Iliad or something like that. I'm not sure how
Yeah,
requests are
probably.
getting created that way. So yeah, so that's just something to be aware of, but no action needed quite yet. Other than that, I'm just working on some of these sort of demos and stuff that we're setting up.
Yeah, so just I don't know if Kurt and Jakob, if you are aware of this, but there's like three or four like demo RFP like pilot like things going on that DevOps is kind of like maxed out on right now. There's a big demo we're gonna do on March 3rd for MinPal's RFP. So it's exciting, but it's a lot of new stuff that we haven't really done before. So I think it's gonna be an interesting challenge. So I imagine that's what Ian's gonna be like kind of heads down on for a while.
Yeah. I was just wondering about the, we were talking about Orbis Cascade the other day and just cloning Reservoir.
Yeah.
But it occurs to me that there's probably no reason really to clone it because it doesn't change ever. So let's just point to it. They can both use the same one. Anyway, that's, I guess, neither here nor there. But yeah.
Yeah, whatever's easy for you. Like this is like this one is like we hope that they like consider us, but like,
Yeah, they'll be
it's
going up against EBSCO and Clarabit and stuff too. Yeah.
Right. We're not, it's like not as far along as like this MinPal thing is where
Okay.
we're like a final contender type thing, but
Yeah.
and there's not as hard of a deadline. So when you get to that, great. Or
But
I mean,
focus on
email.
MinPals is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right, cool. I will do that.
Thanks. Does anyone need anything from Ian that he can answer while he's driving?
I can do it
I don't
all.
know if
All right.
there's no. I think we can check back.
Sorry, go ahead, Jakob. Oh, about that NSIP thing. Yeah, is there anything you need me to do to push that forward, or is it just kind of waiting?
No, I don't know. I'm just waiting for Adam now to
Okay.
verify,
All right. Yeah.
So let's just maybe keep an eye on whatever he puts on the ticket. I think he's struggling a little bit right now because he needs to change the system a bit to allow setting up those API keys.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I understand.
Yeah,
Okay.
but yeah, just try to keep an eye on if he needs help. Then yeah, that'll be nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, Mallory, I don't know if there's anything else we need the guys for. I was just wanted to touch base with you, I guess, regarding the policy stuff, but I think we're fine on this, right? I don't know if there's anything else we needed to discuss there. This.
Yeah, I think the Palsy stuff, I might message you and Wayne just to make sure I understand what we are actually proposing with the security piece of that. I don't think we need to
I feel like
explain
that
to.
piece is, yeah, I think, I'm sorry. I just think that piece is relatively minor still,
Okay.
is my take. I don't know if Ian has any comments. I don't want to distract you from driving in,
That's all
so
right.
maybe.
Wayne did mention the other day, we were talking about, is it providing access to Reservoir for EDS?
Yeah, I think they want to. Do you know, Mallory, why this requirement sort of came up with this secured access? Is that because they are concerned that if the endpoint is public? Like, is that information? Like, why are, I guess my question is, why are we suddenly
Yeah, I mean,
securing this? No, so yeah, I
yeah, right
think.
now it's not secured at all, as you guys know, but it's also not top secret information. It's just another view of what's already available in the public viewfind API.
Yeah, so maybe it's like not even necessary. Like Wayne raised like some philosophical questions about like, could an AI bot like crawl that and like get all of the data so that a library wouldn't have to use OCLC for their bib records or something. But like, I don't
Sure.
know. I don't know if that's like, I don't know if the protection thing was just like a question that was raised. It's not like a hard
Okay.
requirement or
Well,
anything.
the one comment I did chat a little bit with Wayne about this. He was talking about maybe some upcoming changes to Reservoir, but I think we need to keep OAI because we use that, and that's kind of like the standard interchange kind of thing. But you know what he's saying, which I think is a good idea. If we need security, we could just pull the OAI thing out of the module descriptor, even just for policy if we have to, I guess, and make an ingress that points to that. So it's not secured, but then we could secure it through our ingress. You know, we could say IP auth or basic auth or whatever. And I don't think that would require a lot of changes or anything like that. We'd also have to update Palisades viewfind script to use that basic auth, but I don't think that would be a big deal, or IP auth or whatever. So that's
Yeah. No, I think technically, I don't think this is complicated. That so, I guess we need to
Okay.
be there, right? I mean, this is simple thing for us to do, but I'm just maybe if you can like figure out Mallory, where did this requirement come from? Because it's a more general thing, right? I mean, like maybe let's be sensitive about this. If this suddenly is a problem, I don't think we ever consider that data to need any security, and all the endpoints are wide open, right? So we already have a policy OAI PMH server that anybody can hit, and this will be actually a subset of the records. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one thing I do think about is that, like, it's open, so anybody can hit it. I mean, I hope people aren't gonna hit it. So, I mean, you know, maybe there is a reason to have it just because I don't want a bunch of traffic on there, but they don't, you know, you don't tend to get traffic like you do for websites on OAI servers. You know what I mean? Like, they're not getting crawled really, as far as I could tell. So, yeah, that's all.
So I was just curious, how why this suddenly came up, right? Was it just something that, because it could be also that the EDS guy simply asked about, hey, is this endpoint gonna be secured in any way? So what do we need to do
No,
to
yeah, I was in that meeting. Like they didn't raise this. Like it wasn't a it was never a defined requirement from PALSI or from EDS. It's like one time, like they asked about this like a year and a half ago, and we were like kind of just like spitballing about considerations, and one of them was whether we would need to secure it, in some fashion. And so that's the only reason I raised it, because I thought it would be something that we had to consider. But if we don't, then we don't. But like Ian said, like maybe it doesn't hurt to put something in place. But there's no, I don't think EBSCO is expecting any particular thing.
All right. Well, I don't really have an opinion about it, honestly. So yeah, whatever you guys decide is we'll work out.
So I think that's almost in good shape to give them a quote. I'm just working with Mike on that, and then and I assume that their timeline is like in the coming months or something. So at least hopefully we'll be past like some of this other time sensitive stuff we're doing for March. I guess, Jakob, the only other thing I wanted to ask you about was cross-link testing with Atlas and Iliad. I don't know if we can just add like a directory entry for their ISIL symbol in the Trove environment. I can test with them there. Is like cross-link, the most current cross-link is in the Trove dev environment, right?
We have a cross-link dev environment also. So is that what you're asking? I don't know if anybody has used it for anything. Is this hold on? Is this regard related to that email that you sent to me? I think it's probably it's back. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they, yeah.
I was sort of thinking about this too. So what do they want you to like do some tests on that environment? Is that essentially what they want you to do?
Yeah, I guess we must have given them, or maybe Mark and Andromeda from IDS gave them access to the mock ILL mock tool, and they started doing some testing, but internal testing, but now they're ready to test more generally. And so I don't know if I should be using like the reshare tenants to do that, or if there's some other way that we should test with them. I guess I don't know. I'm not sure where this like exactly is, and if we're doing the testing or if Mark and Andromeda are, but if we have to do any like shimming like we did for Alma, then we probably should do the testing ourselves and not Mark and those guys. So
I have
but
hard
I
time
guess
seeing that they will be able to do any testing. I don't even know what they did. Using that mock is not the simplest. So I don't know where they are. I mean, maybe it'll be good to check actually, but you're right. I mean, I think we're aligned there. I mean, if they want to make a new client work with the system, then we don't want them to be a proxy for this. I mean, then we need to do it, right? And we need to talk with the Iliad guys and then do a little bit of testing with the mock and see where things break down. But it's not trivial, right? I mean, it's gonna take us time because it always does so.
Well, should I maybe propose a meeting with the Iliad guys then, just to see where they're at and see what we need to get into place, or
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I don't know what did we even give those guys? Did you make some sort of guide for them, like how to use it? Like, so what are they even doing? Like, what is it based on? Because we don't have
I
much documentation, right? I mean, for the mock and stuff, so I don't know if they.
they said internal te this is from Curtis at Atlas, said internal testing is going well, including testing with the ILL mock service from the Crosslink repository you previously suggested. So I guess Mark and Andromeda must have given them like some instruction or access to the mock, because I didn't do it. I don't, or maybe Seb did. I don't, that'd be weird though. I don't think he would
Yeah,
have.
yeah. Maybe ask them like which scenarios did you test, and you'll know immediately whether they know what they're talking about, right? I mean, that could be one way just to see if we're even talking about the same thing. I would be surprised, to be honest, if they managed to just use the mock without reaching out at all. I mean, that we
We
can
should
definitely
hire
prove.
them
Yeah. If that's the case, we should hire them. I don't
then.
believe that it's not the case.
They used better than we do.
Or maybe they figured it out, they like ChatGPT and like tell me how to use the ILL mock. I wouldn't be surprised if it knows.
That's true too.
But yeah, maybe ask them like, so hey guys, which scenarios did you test? And what was the outcome? What does that even mean? Like, did we test it with the mock, right? I mean, did they test? Because the mock sits on one side, right? And so, when you use the mock, maybe not. Can we even use the mock? I can't even remember. Jesus, like my memory is so bad. But can we even use the mock to like do a end-to-end test? I think we can, maybe. Maybe that's what they did. Yeah, we can, right? I think we can make it work both as a supplier, as a requester, and just have it play ping pong, basically. Yeah. But the interesting test, obviously, is the one when mock sits on one side and then you use a real system on the other side, right? So.
Yeah, I guess I'm not really sure. So I maybe I'll just start a conversation with this Curtis person, and just try to get, and I guess like it looks like Mark Sullivan had been in touch with like all the other people from Atlas. It looks like Dustin Stokes is on there and some other people. So maybe we can
I think so.
just
Try to push him just to, hey, so what did you guys like? So where are you? What did you test? What scenario did you test? Like, and what's saying that sort of stuff? And we'll know immediately if they've been being sensible. And then, but in general, I agree with you. I mean, if we suddenly need to make it work with Elliot, then we would need to see ourselves basically where it breaks.
Well, yeah, so maybe I'll just start a fresh thread with them, and we can see where they're at and if we need to meet, or if we can start doing some asynchronous testing if they're actually like really on top of it.
And Elliot's Mallory, because I don't know much about Elliot, is Elliot like an ISO 8066 client? Like, what is it?
Well, I think that they like I think in this most recent version of Iliad, like the one that they just released, is the first time that they are having support for ISO 18626.
Okay, so that never worked with, that was never tested. It would be amazing if it worked out of the box, right? I mean, that never happens. So.
Yeah, well, I think that Mark has been kind of pushing on them to work on this. It was already on their roadmap, but I think Mark's been in touch with him for quite some time, so maybe he has like feedback on like what works and what doesn't work, and how to follow the protocol or something. Like it's possible that he's been well informed, but I'm just not sure. Or not he, but Atlas.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll follow up with them and just see what's going on there. I think that's all I have right now. Ian deployed an update to Trove tests, and so I'm just gonna have to wait for them to run through the things that have changed and make sure everything looks good before we schedule a production update for them. That was like RC17 release. So that's good. Anything else?
I'm good.
Alrighty. Thanks, guys. Talk to you
Thank you.
soon.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Okay, thanks,
Bye.
everyone.